Oh, man. The stories Rush was telling me. He was dishing the dirt. The time is 6 o'clock. You're listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin. Thank you very much to Rush for another edition of Around Town Sounds. Solid stuff from a solid dude, as always. But get out of here, Around the Town Sounds. It's time for the Mascot Wedding Show. And we are going to go with a song I am choosing right now.
David, Rush has bullied me.
What happened?
He told me it's not going to get better, and then he punched me in the face.
Jeez. Well?
It was just the arm.
Rush, our show is starting.
You're not on mic, Rush. No one can hear you bullying now.
I'll tell you what. Let's go your 33 Black Angels, Psycho on Your Side from their Lonely Street album. Mascot Wedding starts now. That's okay, you just talked over this thing I was about to do, which was, ooh, yeah, Metallica edition. The time is 6:04 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin, 91.7 on your FM dial, or online worldwide at koop.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hotta.
My name is Mac Blake, back in the studio, and you're listening to, wait, that's not right. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's conversation, please do. The phone number is 472-5667, 472-KOOP. Anything said on this show is just the opinion of the person that said it, nobody else. Quit your bitching. We're also on Twitter, at Mascot Wedding. You tweet it, we read it. On air, probably. Man, look, a week off and I'm already rusty with the opening. Don't care for it.
It's okay. You're doing great. I think you're doing great. I miss your replacement, though, more than ever.
Wait, that was an insult. David, what did we just hear?
We just heard your 33 Black Angels from their Lonely Street album. That was Psycho on Your Side. Good stuff. Take that, Saturday, with your weird Prairie Home Companions and your weird, wait, please tell me or something. We're putting rock on the table. Pip, 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 pip. How are you, Mac Blake?
I'm doing all right. It's kind of a weird day in that I got some shows coming up tonight.
That's right.
And so I just kind of spent all day getting ready for that.
Sure.
Well, not all day. I also read like 8 comics.
Oh, well, that's getting ready.
But yeah. it was kind of a lazy day, I guess, for the most part. I mean, I was crossing stuff off my list, but we'll still call it an LD. How about yourself?
I'm actually getting very stressed out right now because I can't hear myself in my headphones, and that's just magnifying a larger problem I've had this week, which is I lost my hearing in my left ear, and so now I think I'm being driven crazy by these headphones because I know it's just the equipment, and no knock on Co-op, but Co-op doesn't have the strongest equipment in America, so I know it's the headphones and not me. But it's making me think it's me, and it's driving me like saw crazy.
I think what happens is we bought a bunch of headphones off the back of a truck.
Yeah, exactly. We fell for that gas station ploy where that guy's like, hey, I've got some headphones for you. And no, I don't. Okay, I'll try it. But thank you. Yeah. We're trying. We're trying real hard to make things work here.
I can adjust the volume for you.
Let's try this
if you'd like. Here, what's good volume? I'll go like up, 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 up.
Wait, hold on. Well, it's more me. Okay, wait, stop right there. Let's have a conversation.
Hey, David.
A little lower.
Okay.
Let's keep having a conversation.
Okay, hey, David.
That's perfect.
It sure is hot outside.
That's great. Thank you very much. Mac Blake going to the other side of the board to get me headphones. He's a sweet boy.
Look at that hot radio business.
That's right, and we just let you in.
This is a weird week, though, because of July 4th.
Yeah.
And I also had Friday. I also had Friday off from International Tomato. We also had Friday. Frip, 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 frip. Listen to this garbage. God, man. I wasn't here last week because I was in New York.
That's right.
And I got back into town, and I was gone 5 days, so I went 5 days without driving a car.
Good for you.
Well, I mean, as in New York, you kind of had to.
Right.
Exactly. I'm not renting a car in New York City. But I got back, and 5 days is all it took for me to be a terrible driver.
Sure.
I was like, oh my God, what? Seriously, like, lost it that quick to where I was like, you know, could not stay in my lane for the life of me. Maybe I just developed weak T-Rex arms over there, and I was like, yeah, this wheel's hard to turn. Like some sort of weird C-cap.
How come I can't just sit in this car and it moves for me? That's fine.
But I will. I want to talk about my New York trip at length.
Yeah.
But first, David Hatta, Katie Sicking, friend of the show,
what
sent me this email, and she lives in New York. Saw her over there, and she the subject of the email was I'm moving back to New York, and I was like, what? Or, excuse me, I'm moving back to Austin.
Uh huh.
But then it was a link to a Craigslist ad.
Okay.
Oh, and this Craigslist ad. It was for looking for a roommate. And I'm not going to rule out that it's fake because it's almost too much. And
okay.
You'll see. I'm about to read it to you.
Yeah.
However, if it's real, it got to the point where I went from like thinking it was funny to hating it.
Sure, of course.
And just being like, God, if I knew where those people live, I might go beat them up.
So it was a Craigslist ad.
Yeah, here you go. The by the way, the ad is for 420 Alien Chill Spot.
Okay.
And the rent is the same amount as a certain day where people smoke weed.
Okay, I'm with
you. I might have already said the number.
I think you just did.
Dopest chill spot in the ATX looking for a new homie! Exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. All caps. Must be 420 friendly. House is 4-bedroom. It's me, Trey, cool hombre, mid-20s, glass blower, didgeridoo expert.
All right. So far, so great.
And by the way, if I stopped to read you every misspelling that's on here, it would take twice as long.
Yes.
It's full of garbage. Leaf, badass chick from Cali, working there during the season and chills rest of the year, comma, dreads. And our dog Graphics, I re like Ja, and our cat Ja, also I re. One of the bedrooms you are not allowed to go in ever. Do not ask, please.
Wow.
Oh, what's going on there, I wonder?
I don't know. Why is it glowing from underneath the door jamb?
Yeah, couldn't. Wouldn't be a grow room, would it?
Yeah.
You should be chill, laid back, easygoing, open-minded, relaxed, drama-free, 420 friendly, and down with the mellow vibes. You already said 420 friendly.
Yeah.
What are you, you got problems with your memory there?
Gee, Panama, I think they might. I think they might.
We usually kick it pretty chill at the house, but sometimes like to have a few heads over for hash sessions with, quote-unquote, the other roomie, Herbie. He's a 4-foot bizong, and watch side trance videos. House also has a sick backyard for hacky sack, hula hooping, throwing rocks. Is that a thing?
Throwing rocks, yeah.
What?
I don't know.
Okay. Spinning poi. Leaf and I both spin fire, yo.
Uh-huh.
So maybe spinning poi is a term for spinning fire. If it's anything else, I don't care for it.
Right.
Or just chillaxing in the hammock. Hit us up if you think you'd be down with our vibes.
Whoa, 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 whoa. They got a hammo?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's selling the place already.
Big plus if you know about crop circles / UFO / gray / unexplained phenomenon. Leaf and I both believe. Hope you do too. If you come see the house, please match a bowl so we can puff a nug.
Wow.
God, they, you know what? I'd almost not hate them as much if it wasn't the stupid UFO thing at the bottom.
Really?
Yeah. Because they're like, like, you got, like, oh, man, you got to, you know, but unexplained phenomenon, crop circles, grays.
Uh-huh.
And it's, like, all this stuff that, you know, it's just, like, it's, like, we believe. Yeah, of course you believe.
Wait a second.
Because that's all that stuff is. It's, like, belief.
Right.
Like, you're telling me these guys are between sessions of, like, throwing fire and huffing a nug are, like, really doing some hardcore research into this.
Hey, maybe that's what that fourth bedroom is for. Maybe you can't go in there because he's got like little pictures taped to the wall and then red pieces of string connecting each one. Maybe you'll mess that up.
Is there a horror movie where people that like have dumb alien tattoos and stuff like that, where they're like, oh man, you know what? Crash landed in Roswell, a huge bong, man. Like if they get picked up by aliens and just relentlessly tortured, I might watch that.
Okay. I don't know if this is a movie, but let's write it right now.
Okay.
So wait a second. So let me get the point of this movie that you want to write.
Actually, it kind of did happen. The movie Independence Day. Because the people that, you know, went destroyer, spaceship destroyer.
Yes.
Hovered over L.A. Mm-hmm. Remember the people that went up on that L.A. building were like, beam me up, man.
That's right. Yeah, they were all a bunch of hippies who just believed in peace and love. And they got blowed up. That's why that was the greatest movie of the year. Okay, first of all, that's very real.
That bums me out. I've had a couple days to get over it, though.
Okay. But man, you've been sitting with this thing a while.
Well, the first time I read it, I was like, I don't know what to do now.
Yeah.
I was working. I was getting stuff done. I don't know how to handle this.
I mean, does it bum you out? Why does it bum you out, though? Just that these people exist? Because I got to tell you, they're everywhere. Like, the only thing is, they're just not in your field of vision. Like, you've managed to hold down a job where you have to wear pants, and you don't keep stoner hours, and you...
It doesn't bum me out, I guess, that they love weed so much that they have a 4-foot bizong
that
they consider their other roommate. I guess the name Leaf... ill-advised dreadlocks, that they gave pets such stupid names and they have such dumb explanations for them.
Yeah.
Actually, the names aren't stupid, but it's just here's my dog Graphics. He's Iree like Ja, and also Ja, also Iree. Yeah. Just litter with misspellings.
Yeah. I think
the dumb alien thing doesn't help either.
The thing that bothers me the most is that they've bought wholesale into the stereotypes. Like,
yes.
They couldn't just be like, hey, my name is Glenn. I also happen to toke a bowl every once in a while. We keep it neat. This is my dog, Brisket. And we also like Greys and aliens, and we love to talk about it. Like, just the fact that everything about them says head shop. Like, there's no other things where it's just like, oh, yeah, I also love playing football or something.
But they're also selfishly demanding. Look at how many things you have to buy into before you can be their roommate.
Yeah. And I was thinking about that, like...
Go ahead.
What if you or I wanted to be their roommate and it was just like, hey, I just want to pay the $420 a month and I want to go to and from my room. I never want to talk to you. I'll clean. I'll just leave me alone. I wonder if they think you're the bad roommate.
So you want to be like Ben Wyatt on Parks and Rec.
That's exactly what I want to be like.
Living with Chris Pratt and Aubrey Plaza or whatever their characters' names are. I can't forget.
April and Andy.
April and Andy, correct.
Swish.
You crush it.
Yeah.
But you know what, though? Mm-hmm. Maybe I am getting... on these people for no good reason.
Yeah.
Because these are people. This is how they choose to live.
Right.
I honestly don't have a real problem with that. Mm-hmm. And so what are they doing? Who's to say they won't send out another roommate wanted that's a little bit more reasonable? They're like, you know what? Maybe they have a month or two to pick a roommate. Might as well shoot for the stars and get a perfect one.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. David.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you a question.
All right.
I'll go ahead and make a point first.
No. I think we might be trying to make the same point. Go ahead.
If you were going to write one of these Craigslist ads.
That's exactly what I was going to ask you.
Specific as possible,
yes.
Looking for your perfect roommate.
Uh-huh.
Because like these people, their perfect roommate is also into like spinning fire, chillaxing in the hammocks.
Right.
You know, spinning, throwing poi, throwing rocks, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Into dumb science fiction, whatever.
Right.
So who's your...
I hope poi is like short for like poi dog pondering. Like
I'm actually going to Google it.
Okay, good. It's like, yeah, we just love listening to this one band that nobody cares about.
By the way, I have a story about eating poi in Hawaii.
Oh, man, it must be like every other story about eating poi.
Well, I was there with my family,
uh-huh.
And my little sister ate some of the poi and was like, man, not for me.
Yeah.
My dad was in the military. And so we were at this... everyone else there is also military. And this guy... who had previously just stood up and identified himself as a combat veteran, looked over at my little sister and he's like, finish it. And she's like, nah, it's not for me. And he's like, no, finish it.
Oh my God.
And I was like, all right, okay, why don't you, she's fine, buddy. And he was like, all right. And I was like, cool.
What?
It was a weird 3 seconds.
How old was your sister at this time?
Oh, man. 14, something like that.
You know what? Actually, there is no acceptable answer, because if she was too young, then you don't talk to somebody else's kid like that. If she was too old, that's a grown woman you're talking to. Unacceptable on all counts. But back
okay,
to the
spinning
point.
Poi is fire spinning.
Okay.
Although, you know what? Look at this. If you do like some photography of it,
yeah.
Where, what is it? Like you leave the shutter open for a while, whatever that's called. And actually,
oh, it's they make pretty pictures.
It actually does look all right.
And actually,
man, maybe I'm gonna live there.
Having
this guy's convincing me.
Having seen people spin fire, yeah. If you're in a another state, it's not unfun to watch. That's it. Okay, now back to this ad that I'm writing.
All right, go for it.
Okay, so let me think about this for a second. Let's just, I'm not going to go in order. I'm not going to try to write this thing.
All right.
You must like a very cold apartment.
Very cold apartment.
Yes. You are allowed to watch my movies, but you have to adhere to the checkout system.
What's the checkout system?
Just let me know. Maybe fill out a card and slide it in the place.
All right.
Okay.
They live with you, though.
I know.
So the movie hasn't left the house.
We've already been over this. It drives me crazy when people take my movies. I just want to know where they are.
But they've only taken them to another room of the house.
Yeah, but I want to know what's missing.
Okay.
That's all. All
right.
That's all.
Yeah, hey. You're a perfect roommate.
Exactly. My perfect roommate.
All right.
Let's see. Actually, I think... Must not want to talk to me at all times. Must be willing to respect my privacy and my space. I think that might be it. I don't know. I'm trying to think of past roommates, and I've gotten along with them, but only because there have been times when I would just go to my... Like, I've lived with best friends, and I would just go straight to my room and close my door and not talk to them for days, and we got along famously.
Sounds good.
Yeah, okay. Now your turn.
Perfect roommate. I would call it... Oh, boy. It wouldn't be 420 alien chill spot.
Mm-hmm.
It would probably... It also... A cold apartment... Are you hearing that, by the way?
No, I'm not hearing it.
Okay. Sorry, I'm getting some feedback on my cans.
Okay.
I think it might be my phone. I keep moving it like an inch at a time, and now it is like 8 feet away from
me. Maybe you should tuck it under your headphones.
Oh, there you go. I also like a cold apartment. I also like a roommate that doesn't necessarily want to talk to me.
Yeah.
Must be cool with watching TV in their own bedroom.
Yes.
Must only watch reality TV in their own bedroom.
Uh-huh.
Like, I used to live with my sister, and she would watch like a lot of Bravo stuff.
Sure.
And just having it on made me so sick.
Yeah.
Like, oh, how can you watch these mongrels? Now, granted, I watch that stuff sometimes, too, but you got to be in the mood for it.
Exactly. You don't want to walk into it. You want to decompress and be like, oh, what else is on?
I also like someone who does not touch my stuff.
Sure.
You can borrow my books, not my comics.
Yeah.
You can borrow my DVDs, but that's cool. You can eat my food, but don't go nuts.
Yeah.
I'll also do that.
Oh, it's an every man for himself rule on the food. None of this communal shopping. Like, you buy your stuff, if you can have some of my stuff in an emergency, I can have some of your stuff in an emergency. We're friends.
Super hot chick preferred.
Uh-huh, sure.
No.
Bodacious.
Bodacious dude. Loves surfing.
Yeah.
Likes the internet. Righteous. I like the internet. No, I don't. No, sorry. Surfing was not a real thing. Hot chick was not a real thing. Likes comedy. Sure. Mm-hmm. Likes to watch that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, roommate with an extensive collection of HBO DVDs preferred.
What?
I'm behind on a lot of those shows.
Why don't you just get on demand?
Yeah, I could get on demand, but dude is my perfect roommate. He comes over with full seasons of, Game of Thrones,
uh-huh.
Curb Your Enthusiasm. I'll watch that stuff.
Okay. Okay, I want to add to mine.
Sure.
Must know when and how to party. Because I don't mind walking home on a Friday afternoon after work and then having a party waiting there for me. A good bud throwing me some cold ones.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes I don't want that. He's got to know when to party and know when not to.
Yeah. My roommate can also be perverted, but only in a way that I find attractive.
That was a weird sentence, dude.
No,
I don't know what you're putting out.
See,
there.
That's the thing. Like, even in the scenario where I think we both set this up to where it'd be like a roommate who likes Iron Man or whatever, but like, honestly, I don't want to hang out with this. You know, like me. I don't want to hang out with me.
Right. Exactly.
I don't need to hang out with some sycophant.
Yeah.
Who's like into all the same stuff I am. That's in fact, like, yeah. If this guy's got a movie collection that I don't know about. Or is into really cool music, that would help me out because then I don't got to go around finding this stuff. I could just watch his stuff.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Also,
if he could be my same size.
No.
Yeah, I feel like that would help.
No, it wouldn't.
I feel like at some point that would help.
No,
but I don't know. I'm a tall guy. That might be weird.
Yeah, and that's a slippery slope too where it's like, hey, now you're borrowing stuff that is you. Like that could very easily slip into like single white female territory.
I'd also be cool if my roommate was really into video games and played them all the time.
Nope.
Because I wouldn't mind going over there and being like getting in a little game here and there.
But then...
I don't personally play video games because I don't have time for it.
Okay, I disagree with that because either A, they're going to be playing it in the main TV and then they're taking up all your TV time.
This is in their room.
But if they're playing in their room, then you have to play an away game. You have to go into their room and that always feels weird to like sit on your roommate's bed or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no dice. I'm going to put that that's not a requirement. If they happen to play video games, then maybe I'll play with them one of these days.
Okay. So maybe not my size, maybe not video games. If he would do stuff that would make me do stuff, though, like, hey, Mac, I'm going to go shoot some hoops. You want to come? I'd be like, yes. Yes, I want to do that.
Yeah, that
because my motivation right now to go out and play basketball on my own, nil.
Yeah, but then again, I don't want to socialize with this roommate.
You know, that's another thing, though. I'd also prefer the perfect roommate to have a different social circle.
Oh, my God, yes. Yeah.
Because not only do I not want to see this roommate all the time and get sick of them, I'd also maybe want to meet their friends.
Yeah, exactly. When you have a party, you don't want to have, like, oh, awesome, the same eight people again. No. Maybe I'd like to meet a Mamacita or something.
I wonder if the 420 Alien Chill Spot people, like, let's say we wrote these up.
Sure.
With our perfect roommate. If they'd be like, look at it, man. And his name, get this, it's David. Why wouldn't it be?
Hello, I'm David. I carry a briefcase. What a spaz.
He's probably into, like, The Wire or something stupid.
Oh, they'd love The Wire.
Dude, probably like, hey, man, better have a sports pennant to hang up.
Oh, man, yeah. Am I going to have to hear his stories about baseball?
Oh, also, perfect roommate, you do not get a say in what gets hung up on the walls.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah.
I really don't want to stare at a picture of Mallrats or a frame.
Yeah, I don't want your swingers poster.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Oh, also, perfect roommate, if you're attacking something to the wall, you can might as well just not move in. We're adults. We hang stuff.
That's right.
Frames and nails.
I think we've written a good ad.
This took up a lot of time, and I don't know how interesting that segment was.
Ew, not very.
Ah, damn it.
Oh, I just like you
would
got...
Would your real perfect roommate ad just be like a lady's measurements and then just like a gif of you rubbing your hands together like a creep?
It would be a JPEG of Yasmin Bleeth plus and like a bowl of like chili or something. It's like, hey, that's all I want. I want like a pretty lady in chili.
My perfect roommate... It's a picture of me holding a box of pizza and a copy of Blade 2. And like, look, you down with Blade 2 and pizza? I don't think we're going to have a problem.
Yeah. I think actually that would be my Craigslist ad, is just infographics.
There you go. It's just me holding, I don't want to say Anchorman, but I don't want someone to quote it nonstop.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Just Dark Knight and Heat.
Yeah.
Like, you cool with Heat? You cool with the Dark Knight? If you're into this, let's do it.
Okay, there we go. We'll do it this way. You get a Rebus Craigslist ad. You get to use five pictures, and that's it. What are the five pictures?
What if my Craigslist ad just says, like, roommate wanted, Christopher Nolan preferred. Please move in. No spoilers, though. What are you working on today? Oh, well, today we're working on a scene where Bane crushes Batman's back. Ah!
Why did you do
it,
Chris?
I haven't seen it! I was looking forward to it.
That movie comes out in 3 weeks. Why are you working on it?
Oh, dang it. Tom Hardy's not coming over later, is he? That guy does not have an off switch.
Oh, but I do want to fall asleep on his pillow lips.
Oh, he's nonstop party. what'd you ask? Oh, five pictures?
Yes.
Then this produces what? Whoever sees these pictures and knows what they all mean, we'll be perfectly connected.
Right,
to?
Exactly. They have to look at those pictures and be like, yeah, I'm down with that.
Tom Sharpling.
Okay.
The box to cover Heat.
Okay.
Maybe the box cover Dark Knight.
Okay.
I already went over this. Oh, boy. Some sort of comic book thing that if it's not all that prevalent.
Uh-huh.
Like, not a panel from Watchmen. I don't need some Alan Moore guy coming in, moving in, practicing magic spell with a K in my living room.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Picture of a burger.
All right, what was that, four or five?
And then maybe a picture of me.
Okay.
I'd like it if they're a fan of me.
Yeah, exactly.
Why, what about you?
Okay, let's see. I would probably go with a picture of a bottle of whiskey.
Okay.
Some sort of like clip art of somebody sleeping.
Uh-huh.
A picture of a plate of chicken wings.
Mm-hmm.
A picture of a Blockbuster video.
let's see. I don't know if that's that clear. What do you mean by Blockbuster?
Okay, maybe like a movie theater. I don't know, movies. Like just movies in general. As long as you're a fan of those.
Oh, I like to amend mine. Okay. Instead of the picture of me or a burger, a picture of a smoker getting halved by a tyrannosaur.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be a tyrannosaur, but the person smoking is getting cut in half.
I'm with you. I'm with you all the way.
Hopefully that's clear.
Yeah.
Or maybe a cigarette blowing someone's head off.
Uh-huh.
I don't want you smoking.
Let's see. What's my fifth picture?
You film when you make my apartment smell like smoke, I kill you.
Okay.
David, please don't use what I just said as evidence later against me when an accident happens.
That's all right.
Okay.
Okay, I want to amend mine.
Sure.
I want to take out the picture of the chicken wings.
Okay.
Because they can eat whatever they want.
I'll take back those chicken wings, put them in mine.
Okay. All right. I want to replace that.
Waffle fries?
Man, that sounds pretty good. I want to replace that with a picture of Jeff Bagwell. And for my fifth picture, Alan Partridge.
Oh, man. I didn't know about that. Hold on. If you get a picture of Manu Ginobili.
Yeah.
The 2003 finals. No, wait, excuse me. 2005 finals when he had the long hair.
Yeah.
Throwing a dunk down over that Phoenix Suns team. That 60-win Phoenix Suns team.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Should we make this a topic? What is your five-picture Craigslist ad?
I'll tell you what. Yeah, you can call in. I haven't checked Twitter.
Oh, 472-5667. What is your five-picture Craigslist ad?
Or just 472-5667. Was that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Calling in, we'll talk about who's your perfect roommate.
Yeah, there you go.
I also take that as well.
Yeah.
That should have been a topic from the get-go.
Yeah.
Tomato Me Soup says, you are the cherry on my day. Well, thank you, Tomato Me Soup.
What?
You're adorable. Skullfriend says, in memory of Nick, we will miss him. May the bus you wait for arrive on time, please. Who's Nick?
Who's Nick?
Did we talk about somebody?
You know what? I don't want to click that link.
Okay. I'm not going to watch a YouTube video while I'm on the show, Skullfriend.
Right, exactly. Oh, yeah, let's all sit around and watch a YouTube. Skullfriend, you officially don't get it.
Skullfriend, you don't get it.
Oh, speaking of...
By the way, Tomato Me Soup is, of course, friend of the show, Caitlin.
Yes, that's right. Speaking of Twitter creeps.
Yes.
Last week, Bohonkus13 wanted to know why you don't like him.
I saw that tweet because I get every mask outing tweet on my phone.
Uh-huh.
Bohonkus, see your other tweets. No, I don't dislike Bohonkus.
No, Bohonkus is...
Bohonkus had some decent tweets.
Yeah, he's a good egg.
But yeah, no. This is Twitter we're talking about. It's not personal.
Right, exactly. And also, hey, let's pull back the curtain a little bit. It's a show, buddy.
Hey, give him that old razzle-dazzle.
Yeah.
That's entertainment, guys.
Exactly. Like, after the show, I actually have a thick Eastern European accent. I'm just doing this for the radio.
Yep. Tell you what, let's take a break. Come back, if you want to call in and talk about roommate stuff, we will listen to that. Man, that's a good topic. Too bad I bet we're going to get let down again.
Yeah, we are. That's all right.
Is that okay? Well, I know it's okay. The band The Manor. They're starting to come along. They had a single last year called Rhodesia, and here it is. Mascot Wedding Show coming at you, right? Yep.
Working out some technical difficulties. Hang on one second. Or not. You're listening. Oh.
We'll fix it.
We will fix it at the end. You're listening to the Mascot Wedding Show. In the meantime, my name is David Hotta.
My name is Mac Blake. The phone number, if you want to call in, is 472-5667, 472-KOOP. You may also tweet at us. We are on Twitter. I got it open right now. We are at Mascot Wedding. You tweeted it. I see it. I reads it. That's how that works.
That's right. What did we just hear, Mac?
Oh, we just heard the band, The Manor, with Rhodesia off of the Rhodesia single. I heard another track by them the other day. It was pretty good. Yeah, kind of slow. It's not as a... Look, it's a radio show. Every time I come on, I'm going to blow the doors off the place.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes, though, I can have my jam slow down a little bit.
Yeah.
So, by the way, we should have mentioned this on the top of the show. We're supposed to have Doug Millard as a guest today, but he, unfortunately, could not make it. But no ill will. He has two shows tonight at Cap City at, I believe, 8 and 10:30. He's a hilarious guy. Check those out if that's your thing. KOOP, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Spencer. I have a list of a few roommate requirements.
Oh, lay us on us, Spencer.
All right. Well, number one, know how to not talk during dialogue during important television programs.
Important point. Yes, go ahead.
Now, when you're watching this, do you ever pause and talk and then keep going? Or you just...
that's fine, but that has to be something important coming up. But, you know, other than that...
Plus, if they're going crazy with that, that'd be super annoying. I agree with your rule. Keep going.
Actually, I have an addendum to that, or I have a question. Is that for all television, or is it for some? And follow-up to that question, if so, let's cap it at three shows.
Well, this is his list, David.
Well, I know, but I'm trying to get a better sense of the kind of room. If this is for certain shows...
Oh, yeah. Well, important shows, like Game of Thrones, for example.
Okay, see, I've learned a lot more about Spencer.
Fair enough. Spencer, keep going.
Okay. And don't always interrupt whatever I'm doing to show me dumb crap on the internet.
Okay.
All right.
And don't rearrange my action figures.
Ooh, okay.
Is that something that's going to happen that often? Like, oh, geez, I don't like the way... Snake Guys is pointing at Optimus.
Complaints with my current roommate, I guess I would say.
Oh. Your roommate's not listening to the show, is he?
No, no. He's listened to me yell at him plenty of times.
Fair enough.
What is your current setup / organization style for your action figures?
I have several cheap shelves from Walmart lining about 2 out of 4 walls in the living room.
Okay. Are they
one and a half wall? How about that?
Okay. Are they grouped by genre or are they grouped into scenes?
Scene and genre.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay. All right. What else, Spencer?
And don't leave used toothpicks all over the floor.
Has that happened?
Yeah.
Use toothpicks? Does he work at like a Monte Cristo factory? And he just comes over and is like, I just finished a sandwich.
You got some mob enforcer flicking toothpicks at you all day long?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Oh my God.
I would not. Well, gonna go, Spencer.
Pardon me.
Well, that's it. That's it.
Oh, well, thank you for the call, Spencer.
Yeah, well, I gotta go.
All right. Thanks,
have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Did he say he had to go?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, come on. We're friends here.
Why does he got to go?
Oh. Well, then, coincidentally, while you're hanging up on me, I have to business attend to.
You called us, buddy.
Unless that was his mob enforcer roommate.
But thank you, Spencer. Yes. He walks in the room. Spencer, it'd be a good idea if you got off the phone.
It would behoove you to, I don't know why he's talking like John Travolta doing Marlon Brando.
Spencer, something very disappointing happened the other day when iTunes updated. I downloaded a new Mascot Wedding podcast, one of my favorite shows, and... couldn't believe my ears, Spencer, because I heard your voice coming through complaining about the toothpicks. Yeah. I thought we had an understanding, Spencer.
What I'm going to do to you is going to put a cookie eating grin on my face. Still the best thing John Travolta's ever done.
Spencer, when I finish rearranging your bones, you're going to wish that I have rearranging your action figures.
Rearranging your bones.
I'm going to make a diorama out of your guts.
Oh, emphasis on die.
That's true.
Diorama.
So, David, I was not here last week.
That is correct. Where were you, Mac?
I was in New York City. In New York. It's so big and scary in Midtown. No. yes, I was in New York City for the Del Close Marathon.
Yes.
Which is a 3 or 4 day. I was there 4 days. So let's say it was 4 days. Yeah, 4 days.
Yeah.
4 day nonstop thing of improv, which it really is nonstop. Like, they keep it going. Like, once it starts at 7 p.m. on Thursday, you know, at 2 a.m. they still have shows, 4 a.m. still have shows. And it's sponsored by UCB, the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in New York. A lot of troops from around the town, from around the U.S. and a lot of...
from around the world.
I guess from around the world. And then, some TV people were there too. And it was a super amount of fun. I went there with the group Elevator Action, which I am not actually a member of. But they're like, we have an extra slot. Do you want to go? And I said, yes. So I went to New York. So do you like flying?
I do. I do like flying generally. Yeah.
I'm not the biggest fan of flying.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I've done it a lot over the last 3 years for whatever reason.
Sure.
I don't know. It's okay. I'm still not like a huge fan of it. Like, I'm not like excited to get on the airplane.
Right.
I know
exactly.
Some people get like
you don't
that.
Bounce up and down and clap your hands together.
I don't.
Well, you're missing out on life's great joy.
So, I mean, the very first flight I board, I'm a tall guy, mm-hmm. and so I had a low seat order number or whatever because I flew Southwest, not an endorsement, just saying. And so I want to sit in the exit row because it's got extra leg room.
Right.
One of the emergency exits over the wings, which if there's ever a situation where you have to use that thing, good luck. and so I look, and there's one seat in the middle of two guys, but that seat is occupied by a pizza and a to-go pizza box.
Of course.
A slice of pizza. And so I'm not trying to be that funny, but it just came out. I'm looking at the pizza and I go, hey, is that pizza sitting there? And the guy who owns the pizza was not a fan of that.
No, no.
He was like, I'll move it.
Yeah, I don't know how you thought that was going to come out, but that really sounded jerkish.
I had a little bit of a, well, in my mind it was a smile. It might have been a smirk.
Uh-huh.
Might have been a grin. A pizza complaining grin.
Yeah.
On my face, but he moved it. And maybe that's why I don't like, because here's the thing. It's the same thing when I'm on a bus. I don't want to make friends.
Right.
Because then you're trapped with that person. And then every time they want to talk, you have to talk.
Yeah.
There's no escape. And so I'm like head down, I'm reading or whatever. I got to a point where the two people on the other side were having a conversation over me to each other. You know what that means? That means I won.
Yeah.
Now there was a point later on when the one guy had an extra drink ticket and offered it to him. And then they had an extra one. He's like, well, I only won one. And I was like, well, I'll swing it my way. But I didn't want to, like, owe this guy anything.
Right, exactly.
Like, here's your drink ticket, son. And then, you know, be like, oh, I got a kid about your age. And they'll be like, no.
You don't want to display human kindness. Gross.
Yeah, it is gross. Which, by the way, both those guys, they seem like all right dudes. Not unlike the guy on the flight home who decided that this was proper plane attire. I know complaining about the way people dress down on planes nowadays,
yeah,
it's kind of like a big who cares. However, I also am like, you know, if you want to be comfortable on a plane ride and you want to wear like mesh workout pants, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
No, like not a loose mesh. I don't want to be able to see through to your
legs. Right, exactly.
Like a tight woven, like an Adidas mesh. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're not like a laundry bag.
Like a basketball shorts.
Yes.
Like a basketball shorts.
Go ahead, Mikos.
And so you'll get the extra basketball shorts. And so this guy decides that he's going to get on the plane wearing shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Like workout basketball shorts.
Right.
That I just said was acceptable, but not this guy. So talking about the quality of the material.
Yeah.
A sleeveless t-shirt that has visible white stains from your deodorant.
Uh-huh.
A dirty Kansas City Chiefs hat. And he is reading a pro wrestling magazine.
Yeah. So this guy was either A, doing this for effect.
I came this close to painting my body so it matches the window seat. Like in a Gautier video, so this guy wouldn't know I was there.
Wow, Gautier video?
Yeah, he tried to put his luggage on me, and I was like, I'm a man. But then I'm like reading, I'm sleeping or whatever. And when I get up, though, he has bonded hardcore to the lady next to him.
Uh-huh.
So when he's leaving the flight, he's like, hey. She's like, you know what? You're an excellent father. Good luck with your son.
What?
And he goes, I hope everything works out for you. You'll be in my prayers.
What is going on? What did you miss?
They worked it out.
Man, you missed a movie while you were asleep.
Nah, I don't think I missed anything. These people.
Are you kidding me? He had a pro wrestling magazine and he was older than 8. That's a story in itself.
That's a story I want to know. Here's that story, David. He's an idiot.
I got to get the latest rumors.
Yeah.
What is Eric Bischoff up to these days?
What are Triple H's Desert Island Discs? The Last Days of Chris Benoit. Oh, that's hot hit.
What are Triple H's Desert Discs? 4725667.
I think they're all WWE picked out.
Yeah.
So it'll be like, Motorhead.
Down With the Sickness.
H-Stacks, or whatever that band was calling it.
H-Stacks.
What was like the one that recorded the Triple H theme? H-Blocks, or something like that?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, come
about.
On, man.
Are you talking about the It's time to play the game, that
no,
song?
No, that's by Motorhead.
That's by Motorhead.
The other Triple H theme is like, break me off that Triple H, and he swears. And it's like,
okay.
At my time or something. I don't know, whatever. Stop making me admit that I know wrestling themes.
This was a sting. I gotcha.
So Thursday night, I get to New York,
mm-hmm.
and I end up just crashing because I get in pretty late. I still have my usual, like, this big city's not going to take advantage of me kind of attitude.
Uh-huh, right.
Same thing when I went to L.A. I got off the plane, and there's a guy, like, selling bus rides into town from the airport. I'm like, no thanks, buddy. I was born in the 80s, not yesterday. But then as I look around Google Maps, it's super confusing. I look, and this guy is perfectly legit,
yeah,
selling a very reasonably priced ticket on a shuttle into town.
Mm.
And I take it, and it's fine. So, but Saturday, I wake up. And here's the thing. So, you know, Friday, I had some shows. Elevator Action, it goes all right. I felt like I was stupid on stage.
Okay.
But I was still very happy to be doing a show with these guys. Yeah. Also, Cold Town Tour Co. crushed it.
Nice.
Those guys, so funny.
Win one for the local boys.
Yeah. That was amazing. Then Saturday, well, it was just some drinking and some partying. I didn't, like, the DCM, they'll have, like, a party tower.
Okay.
And that's another thing, too, is walking around the Del Close Marathon or walking around New York City, because the way they do it is a lot of the things are in, I guess it's the Chelsea or the Village?
The Chelsea.
And I think it's Chelsea.
Yeah.
Not the Chelsea, sorry.
Sorry.
A lot of the stages are like around a certain area, so you end up keep bumping into people. But I'm seeing a lot of people, like celebrities or whatever, mm-hmm. that I consider like, oh my God, but that I don't think my dad would recognize. No, in fact, I know my dad wouldn't recognize.
Uh-huh.
Like I'm walking around like, oh my God, there's Jason Mantzoukas. Like, oh my God, look, it's Paul Scheer and Seth Morris. I could touch them. But like, you know, and I'm like, oh, look, it's a Death by Roots. It's Alan Gimberling. Hey, fat guy, still stuck on the internet. Ugh, you know, like, it's weird. Like, I guess geeking out, for a lack of a better term.
Yeah.
Which I hate the term geek, so there you go.
You're marking out.
I am. Yeah, there you go. Back to wrestling marking. But anyway, so Saturday, they have this really awesome block of shows, but it comes after a theater cleaning.
Okay.
And now, because this is like a, literally like a 24-hour thing of shows, they at certain points, they clean the theater. Everyone has to leave and then come back in. And also, I guess it stops people from just like saving seats for their friends and sort of like camping out ACL style, if you will. And so right after a theater cleaning block is an awesome block of shows. Death by Ruru, which has got like Adam Pally in it.
Okay.
And the aforementioned Gimmerling and like a lot of really funny guys. And Brett Gelman is in that group, but he was not there. Brett Gelman, of course, from Eagleheart.
That's right.
Yeah. And the UCB, UCB 3. So I guess that's everyone but
Amy Poehler.
Right. And so basically a lot of hot shows that run right after the, you know, the, right after the theater cleaning. And so when we got that show, it was like at 7. And so we got there, those shows. I didn't say anything.
Right.
Give me a look.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Those shows were at 7 right after a theater cleaning. And so we got there like at like around 3:30 to wait in line for this thing. And it was already a sizable line. In fact, you could just go right in because there was no line to get into the theater right now. There was to get into it to wait for the, this awesome block of shows.
Okay.
And so me and some other Cold Town guys, we park it there. But they're like looking at our watches like, man, Matsoukas and Morris are about to go up. Jason Matsoukas, Seth Morris.
Sure.
Do you guys mind holding our spots? And we go in and look at it. And they're like, no. I was like, well, it's kind of a jerk move because you guys have to stay here in the hot sun, which, by the way, New York was hotter than Austin that week.
Yeah.
Thanks. They had to sit there and wait while we get to go in and watch these guys tear it up, and that show was awesome.
Yeah.
And they didn't mind. But when we came out, this is like a single-file line, more or less. When it came out, we were not only 10 feet farther back than we were, but the single-file line has ballooned out to like a five-file line or whatever.
Okay.
Well, they're standing five abreast, if you will.
Yeah.
And so, in other words, there's a lot of line jumping and cutting.
Yeah, a lot of exit ramps also forming on the line.
Yeah. And I'm not going to lie to you. I was also guilty of this because people started to come up. Like Lance, friend of the show, Lance Gilstrap, came up a little late. We're like, yeah, get in line here, Lance. It's cool.
Everybody's doing it.
But as soon as Lance walks up, but really the main offenders was this group right in front of us.
Yeah.
Which not every, I mean, like we let in some people, but seriously, this group of like three people had now become a bar mitzvah.
Okay.
Or a birthday party. I don't know why I singled out bar mitzvah.
Kind of some New York
It could have been a, what's a confirmation.
A quinceañera.
Quinceañera, there you go. Or just party, Mac, you cover racist.
All, cover all the bases, Mac. What else you got?
Okay. All right.
A paper dragon and so comes this, walking down the street?
This lady comes out and she goes like, hey, everyone, it is not cool to cut. Now, if your friend cut in line, they're not doing you a favor because right now, this area right here, you may not get into the show because someone's cutting. Let's keep the line honest, all right? So if you cut, now is your chance to leave. No one's going to be mad at you. Be honest about it. In fact, the people will probably applaud you. And I was like, all right, hey, they're not applauding anyone.
Yeah.
Like no one's like, you see you leaving like... Good for you. That's a sarcastic Bronx cheer coming if I've ever heard one. Hey, thanks for coming.
Hey, all right. Good for you.
Yeah, enjoy this raspberry. And so, but I think like nobody left when that woman.
Of course.
But then later on, another guy came close to the show. And this guy was laying on the shame butt thick. And he was like, all right, guys. If you're cutting in line, you're a jerk. And he didn't use the word jerk. Use a toilet talk thing.
Okay.
Be honest with yourselves. Okay. This line is an honest place. We're not trying to take advantage of each other. You know?
All right.
Be honest with yourselves. Honest line. They kept saying that.
Yeah.
And then that giant group right in front, that thing reverse decimated. 90% of those people left.
Huh.
90% of those. You know what? And if this 90%, that giant group of people that left broke under the pressure, they if they enabled me to get into a better seat, thank you. But at the same time, couldn't be more disgusted with those people.
Yeah, exactly.
Those weak minds. Mental weakness getting crushed by this guy begging for your honesty.
And also, it offends me from a sexism point, because it's like, eh, some chick's yelling at me, I don't care. But then some guy comes along and like, yes, sir, sure thing.
I don't think it was a sexism thing.
I do.
Because the lady, I think she was just nicer about it.
Uh-huh.
The guy came out and was like, boof, you know, shot a gun in the air or whatever.
Oh, my God.
But it's like, look, I may have cut, you're not... you know, talking down to me, getting me to move.
Right.
You single me out, be like, you, sir, I need you to leave. Be like, fine, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to cause a scene.
What took you so long?
Yeah. But if you're like, you know, please, looking deep in your hearts, I'm like, my heart says I'm seeing this comedy show.
Yeah.
Man, I had a much longer story about New York, but we're kind of up against that. So I will cut to this. Because it's one thing instead of just bragging about everyone that I saw.
Right.
There was this one show. So the Upper Citizens Brigade, the three-person show, they were kind of just, they didn't really do improv. They kind of just messed around and they did like a little impromptu show, but it was very interesting and kind of great.
Yeah.
Later on, they did another show, which Amy Poehler was in, called We Can Fix You, where they brought people up on stage and talked about their problems, which was also super fascinating and very, very funny. But this one was just the three guys, Matt Walsh, Ian Roberts, Matt Besser.
That's right.
So they were like, hey, who here has been, who's seen like every show? And then there's one guy who raises his hand. He's like, I've been here. I fell asleep. I haven't changed my underwear. And we'll call him a long time guy because he stayed there a long time.
Okay.
There's got to be a better word for that. Captain Stays Put.
The Dirty Mike.
Dirty Mike. So Dirty Mike, then Dirty Mike starts like being a little bit too much of the show.
Uh-huh.
Like they give him a little bit of rope to talk and suddenly he's a star and like, all right, pull it back.
Right.
But then like, hey, who here hooked up this weekend? And some people raise their hand. And this one guy kind of raises his hand and his friend like hits him like, you didn't. And he's like, oh yeah, I did. And you can just tell by this guy, he's dumb.
Uh-huh, yeah.
This dummy. And so he ended up talking to a girl about who she hooked up with, blah, blah, blah. Which turns into an impromptu dating show.
Okay.
So they like, hey, who's single here? Who's like single guys and ladies? Mm-hmm. And they ended up bringing a bunch on stage. And of course, it's not the people you who would work well on stage are not the people like begging to go on stage.
Yeah.
And so, of course, one of these guys is that dummy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going around asking for people like, what stops, like, you know, if you want to hook up with somebody, what stops you from hooking up with someone?
Right.
What's one of those like, you know, thing you pump the brakes on? And they're kind of paired up and you can tell the girl like is looking over like who she's paired up with, this dummy, kind of looking to her friends, kind of making like, pulling the ripcord on this as soon as I can, like the face that expressed that. And so it gets to her and this guy, this dummy, he's not in the best shape.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little overweight, a little heavy.
Sure.
And so it gets to the girl right in front of him and it's like, oh, so what's stopping you from hooking up with somebody? Guys who don't work out, which she might as well have said, what? This guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
She's like, yeah, I'm a personal trainer. It's a real turnoff. And so it gets to that guy and he's like talking or whatever about who he wants to hook up with.
Right.
And he's, sure enough, he's a big dummy.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dirty Mike raises his hand and he's like, hey, excuse me. I feel like at this point, I'm in all sincerity with the world's best intentions, I met this guy's girlfriend.
What?
And then it's like, whoa, what's going on, bud? And then someone else from the crowd goes like, yeah, also, this guy has to borrow $1 to pay for his girlfriend's pass.
What?
And so like, all right, dummy, what gives? He's like, oh, come on, man, we're poor. I mean, we only had $29, the passes were more than that.
Right.
And it's like, no, we're not asking you about why you borrowed the dollar.
Yeah, exactly.
Why are you coming up here pretending to be single? He's like, oh, well, I mean, it's just kind of a friends with benefits situation.
What?
And even though he introduced as his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And so this guy was booed off the stage.
Good for him.
Yeah, it was good for him. I also was like, get out of here.
Yeah.
Which, it's funny. I mean, the UCB guys are well respected. However, if they had asked us to kill this guy, I think we would have. Anyway, had a super fun time. I could talk about it for 30 more minutes, but we're out of time here, Dave.
Yes, we are. For more information about Mascot Wedding, including past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us, mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter, @mascotwedding. But we are going to go out with some music from Lucera, from Lucera Sees the Light. This is Drive On.
Later. Lucera, right? Not Lucero?
Lucera.
Okay, I approve.
Awesome.
Oh, I like them.
All right. Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Austin. Bye. See you next week.
Oh, great show, huh, David?
Oh, it was the best.
Oh, I don't even know what podcast this is coming after.
But man, the way we just got along, it was really something.
Yeah, you could tell we were friends.
Yeah, exactly. And I think people liked hearing voices.
I don't think that a single person who heard this died.
It was a real feeling show of the year.
Yep, you got it. Hey, David, we're here to give people some dates, some plugs, if you will.
Groovy, let's do it.
Because we do a lot of stuff around town, right?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, and we can't really talk about it during the on-air proper because this is a co-op radio. It's not Mac and David promo time, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So we're going to get this out of the way at the end of the show. But a lot of fun stuff. If this podcast came out when it's supposed to, Monday, July 30th, then you have a chance to see me do some stand-up tonight.
Hey.
At Frank, the Cavalcade of Comedy. David, spell Cavalcade.
C-A-L-V-A-C-A-D-E.
You spelled it the exact same way I've been telling Google it should be spelled, but it is C-A-V. It's not Calvacade. It's Cavil.
Why did I do that? Man, now this is recorded.
I did the same thing. Look, it's a tough word. Anyway, it's a Frank 9 p.m. hosted by Jimmy Preston and featuring the Rough Crowd Band. So what that means is, like, while people are telling jokes, it's going to be like a live band.
Wow.
Playing behind them. Yeah, could be good, could be bad. I don't know.
All right, this is your chance to make a jazz record.
It's going to happen. Carrie Lindo, Cad Ramzinski, and about 90 other people are on the bill. It should be a fun show.
Awesome.
Monday, August 6th at Cold Town Theater. This is the improv portion of the show. Is Malk. That's a two-person group featuring myself and Lance Gilstrap.
Fun stuff.
It is fun. We had one show in the past as our second show. Anyway, it should be good. Mike and Irene are headlining. They are really funny, and that's at 8:30 p.m. Thursday, August 9th at Cold Town Theater. It's the Hustle Show.
Oh, what?
Yeah, the Hustle Show. We do that.
That's right. Yeah, it's a monthly variety show that Mac and I host. We've got a lot of great people working on it. And it's the second Thursday of every month, and that's coming up August 9th.
Yeah, it's going to be at 10 p.m. Zach Haynes is going to be doing some stand-up. That's like one of his last shows before he heads to New York.
Oh, man.
So should be a good time for everyone. What's the matter, dude?
Just New York claims another one.
The New York killer. That's what I call Zach Haynes. What? Oh, boy. Okay, the weekend of the 10th and 11th, and also the weekend of the 17th and 18th, David, you and I are doing Master Pancake Theater.
Oh, shit.
We're joining up with Joe Parsons and John Erler. John Erler also of Co-op's Elk Waiting Show. But anyway, to make fun of Conan the Barbarian, the 1932 version. No, wait. When did that come out?
1982.
1982 with Arnold Schwarzenegger, not the new one with Carl Dugat, whatever his name is.
Yes, that Bob Consigliere.
He's for the guy from Game of Thrones.
Man, I don't know.
I should know.
Tyler Crumwood.
Okay, I'm four episodes right now into Game of Thrones. I can't tell you one guy's name in that show. It's kind of like watching Lord of the Rings again, because I got to the second Lord of the Rings, the Two Towers.
Yeah.
And the only reason I knew Legolas' name is because it said it on like some subtitles.
Uh-huh.
When that other guy, Viggo Mortensen, was like, ha, 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 Legolas.
Yeah.
There you go. Anyway.
It's a whole lot of no thanks for me on Game of Thrones.
Oh, it's good, man.
You know what? A lot of things are good. Anyway, this isn't about Game of Thrones.
When are you going to watch Sopranos?
I've watched Sopranos.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
All of it?
Yeah.
When did you do that?
Last year.
Oh, okay. Because we haven't talked about it. But that's fairly recent, though, last year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no. I mean, I waited a long time.
Well, I was just... Well, I'm good, I guess. Did you enjoy it?
I did. It was great.
Oh, there you go. Thumbs up. Well, I'm glad you had a good time watching television. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to be making fun of the Conan the Barbarian. That's a show we did like originally 5 years ago.
Yes, that was our first pancake show, and now we're bringing it back.
Yeah, this is the first time you and I have done a pancake show since February of 2011.
Yes, that's right.
So our triumphant return.
And this will be the first time we do Conan the Barbarian sober. So that'll be fun too.
No, we were only drunk for most of them. Yeah. No, this will be a fun show. That's coming up. And there you go. A lot of fun. And that's August 10th and 11th and August 7th. 17th and 18th. That's a Friday and Saturday, and there's two shows each night. There's like an early show and a late show.
It'll be fun.
That should be fun. So that's our upcoming shows and stuff.
Well, cool. Then we'll see you in August.
All right. That sounds good. I'm going to take my cyanide pill. What are you going to do, David?
Oh, I'm just going to slip my wrist.
Okay. No.